The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning, and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're tuning in nice and early Sunday morning. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. Capital M for must. 10 things you must do before you retire, based on my most recent book, which we'll give an offer out very soon. So here we are, chapter one. Let's jump right into 10 things you must do before you retire. Chapter one, know where you are now. Well, I know where I am. I'm at home. No, I'm driving. No. Where are you? Where are your things? I mean, over the course of years, you know, you buy a CD here, you get an idea from TV, and you get that investment here, and you start having these things all over the place. Well, maybe it's time to consolidate. Where are these things now? Where is everything? Is it consolidated to one account? Is it spread all over the place? How is it registered? Let's talk about that for a minute. Is it registered as transfer on death? Joint tenants of right survivorship. Now, I've seen so many problems and headaches the last year or so. It's unfortunate where a husband and wife are married, and they have individual accounts. Husband, let's say in this case, passes away without a transfer on death or without joint tenants of right survivorship, but just individual account. Well, guess what? If they don't have a will, the wife now has to go to probate and get permission and get the account. Again, she will definitely get it, but it's going to cause, again, on top of the emotional of losing a husband, in this example, on top of all that, and you know, now you have to kind of pay out attorneys, go to court, get these things fixed. So very simply put, again, chapter one is know where you are now. It's not just know where all your different investments are, and we'll talk about that again in a minute. But how are they registered? Are they registered correctly? Is that the way you want it? Do you want it individual? That's fine. Do you want it as joint tenants of right survivorship? Very easy to do. You call your brokerage firm, call the mutual fund company, call the bank, whatever, and just, you know, it's a form that you would sign and say, and they would sign also, and make it joint tenants rights of survivorship. So someone passed away without any document, well, you need the death certificate, but without all kinds of hoops and jumping through hoops and attorneys and going through probate court and stuff like that, if you have a joint tenants rights of survivorship or transfer on death, the other party gets it. So that's really important when you start thinking about the 10 things you must do before you retire. Get these things in order. Make it easy for your spouse. God forbid anything were to happen. You know, take stock of everything that you have. And now, of course, that's easy to say under the topic of know where you are now. Now, you can use it in so many different ways. Now, I prefer an organizer for our clients. We send them organizers constantly. And again, the nice blue one we have in our office. And there's different tabs. So the first tab is brokerage accounts. Second one is bank statements. Third one is insurance. Fourth one is wills. And you can play around the tabs and add your own tabs. And again, what I like about this, God forbid anything happened to you, someone were to walk into your desk and there's an organizer with all your different statements, you know, again, when we're trying to do the 10 things you must do before you retire, we're trying to set a stage so if anything were to happen to you in retirement, the next of kin would be able to take this organizer. Again, it's the best approach. Again, you could have a spreadsheet, but what? Most spreadsheets are not printed out. They're sitting on someone's computer. Someone needs a password to get in there if something were to pass away. It doesn't really work that well. So we like the idea of an organizer. I think it's good for you anyway to organize everything. So here it is. New year, start fresh, get a new notebook, create some tabs, bank, statements, wills, insurance, different tabs you want to create. If you have different, multiple brokerage accounts or multiple bank accounts, put them all there. Anything were to happen to you, somebody can come in and take an organizer right away and call the parties that are listed on the statements and start organizing your way. So again, that's ideally what you want to do. So the number one, the reason why I called it chapter one, know where things are, know where you are now, to me is most important. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us early this Sunday morning, and we're tackling a topic of a book that I just produced, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. And next break, we're going to offer you that book for free, and you know, chapters 1 through 10, and breaks it down very simple. What's really unique about this book I wrote, first time I've done this, is at the end of each chapter, there's a little box and there's a bunch of questions to make sure you completed the test. So right now we're doing chapter 1, know where you are now. And the questions are, gee, how are these things registered? Is this the way you want things registered? We're going to jump again to your beneficiaries. And there it is in the back of each chapter, a little checklist to check off to make sure you did everything you need to do in that chapter before you go into the next chapter. And then at the end of the book, it takes all 10 chapters, nice little box, and hopefully the 10 things you must do before you retire, capital M, is be able to hit each one of those box and successfully said you've been able to achieve all these things. So it's kind of, yes, there's a lot of concepts there, but I really want it as an action guide that you take action. So when you do retire, you take care of all these things. Know where you are now. As an example, we talked about transfer on death or joint tenancy rights. If you're not sure, contact your advisor, contact your accountant, contact your attorney. Make sure you have these things right. You know, also beneficiaries. You know, over life, a lot of things changes. There's deaths in families, unfortunately. There are divorces in families, unfortunately. There's a lot of things that happen. And some people, you know, set up an IRA many years ago at a bank, haven't looked at it in quite some time, been adding to it from here and there, and have no idea who the beneficiaries are. I mean, we get that a lot. So I know, like, on our annual checkup meetings we have, regular checkup meetings like you have your dentist. I'm late on mine. Don't kill me, my sister. That we come in, not only do we look at the investments and how they performed and so forth, but we take a look and see, make sure the registration of each account is the way people want it. Double check the beneficiaries. It's on our checklist of our annual kind of checkup that we have. And on that annual checkup list, we double check to make sure the beneficiaries we have are still current, still make sense. You can always change those. You know, you may have a 50-50, now you want to make it 75-25 based on circumstances. So under the chapter one, know where you are. Again, take stock of everything you have. Organize it. Again, I still kind of like old school, but again, if you do have a spreadsheet or you have things on your computer, let your next of kin know your passwords. I've seen at times, I'm sure you know too, some friends or family members who someone passed away, they could not get into their computer, and in their computer lies all the information one would need. So that's why I kind of like the old school organizer. So you want to make it very simple, that God forbid anything happened to you, your spouse or your children. And this is always a good time to talk to. So generally speaking, you know, it's a male, female, obviously married, and where you have a situation where the male passes away and the female the first time tries to understand it, or the opposite. Again, I see a lot of women now who take care of the investments, take care of the taxes, take care of all that type of stuff, and the husband doesn't know what's going on. I think it's also a time to really sit down together, show each other what they have, where things are, so God forbid one of the spouses passes away, then we can, you know, figure out what's the next steps. But I think it's a really good meeting to have in chapter one, know where you are. So we'll be right back after these messages. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire, based on my most recent book, 10 things you must do before you retire. So we'll be right back after this break. Get a pen and paper ready, because Mike Bennett's going to offer this book for free for the first time. Here we go, Mike, take it away.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us Sunday morning. Well, you just heard from a friend, Mike Bennett, offer my book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. For the first 20 callers, I know you can do it. Here we go, 845-371-0101. I think it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. Sometimes you can join us, sometimes you can't. Sometimes you're going to miss a topic like taxes or legal things you must do or other type of things. But here you are. Here's your chance to get, I believe, the perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning by dialing 845-371-0101. Now, it sells on Amazon for $17.99, soon be on Barnes & Noble. This book just came out, and you'll be the early bird. The early bird gets the worm. You'll be the first one to get this book. 845-371-0101. Yeah, on Amazon, I think it's going to sell for $17.99 or thereabouts, but you can get that book for free this morning. That's 845-371-0101. 0101. Of course, right after this show, stay tuned for Casey's show. The Health and Happiness show is up next. So from 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, what we got you kind of covered. Healthy, we're going to try and make you healthier, wealthy, and wise. We call it the Healthy, Wealthy, Wise Hour. I just dubbed that up. And now, of course, we give the Hudson Valley Index Report every morning around 8:25. So Monday through Friday, you'll find me right here on WHD at 8:25 in the morning on the famous Mike and Casey show. We talk about the national business news, national markets, the S&P, Dow, NASDAQ. We talk about local business news, the Hudson Valley business news, as well as the Hudson Valley Index. On the way home, we got you covered there too. We have on the Andy Bale Show, Bill Kugel, Mahoney Asset Management, giving you the national business news, national indexes, local business news, and a local index as well. So we got you covered Monday through Friday. Saturday, we take a day off, and here we are back at Sunday morning presenting at GPS for Your Finances. We rotate, of course, the topics from time to time. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. Now, before the break, we spoke about know where you are. Where are you now? I'm right here making bacon. I'm right here making, should be inviting me. Where are you? Where are all these different investments that over the years you may have all over the place? You want to maybe consolidate them to a couple of institutions, or at least consolidate them on one spreadsheet, or at least consolidate them to one organizer, make it easier for the spouse, make it easier for your children if anything were to happen to you. Again, as I mentioned, take a look at whether or not you want to have joint tenants, rights of survivorship, or transfer on death accounts, and this type of alleviates all kinds of legal problems. Even if you are married, it's nice to have those type of things. It makes it a lot easier. Chapter number two, know where you want to go. So the story of GPS, of course, now you know, again, most of our books that we have out there, the subtitle is GPS for Your Finances, and like today's topic, you know, GPS for Your Retirement. So what does a GPS really do? If you think about it, you plug in your destination. Let's say you're going to a wedding, you don't know how to get there. You plug in, again, my GPS, I call her Mindy. She, you know, take a left, take a right, you know. I call her Mindy. She has an accent name. She has a personality, especially when I miss it and reroute. But just like your GPS in your car, I find financial planning, at least when I try to describe what it is very similar to the GPS in your car. And that is, you put in your destination. Let's say your destination is some wedding an hour away. And, of course, you know, get on the highway, get off, and so forth, and you get there. Same thing here. A GPS that I put together is, what is your destination in retirement? Maybe it's $5,000 a month. Maybe it's $7,000 a month. Maybe it's $3,000 a month. Maybe it's $15,000 a month. But you definitely need to know your destination so you know how to get there. Of course, you've heard all those cliches over and over again, but so true. You need to know what the destination is. So what is the destination with expenses? So let's take it very easy. $5,000 a month you need, or $60,000 a year. Okay, that's great for year one when you retire. How about next year when property taxes go up a little bit? I'm not trying to scare you, but you know these things happen. Cable bill and all these type of things go up a little bit at a time, and they present something called inflation. So what we'd like to do in the left-hand column, you could visualize a GPS that we're trying to put together for you, is $60,000. Next year, maybe $61,500. Maybe the year after that, $62,300. And 10 years later, maybe up to over $70,000, because that's one thing about inflation. It kind of sneaks up on us and kind of messes up our purchasing power. And of course, in retirement, we want to have as much purchasing power as possible because we have more time to do more things with. That's another chapter all to itself. But if you follow me, is that if you know where your GPS destination is, that's the wedding. Well, your GPS destination is your expenses. What is it that you're going to arrive at? Now, again, that's an estimate. We don't know until you retire exactly how it's going to go. For most people who retire, and I've been doing this for 30 years and have a lot of samples that tell you that when you have more time, you actually spend more money. Now, think about it. Monday through Friday, if you're working, and I work Monday through Friday like you, I don't really spend a lot of money. I bring my own lunches in and so forth. But the wheels come off on the weekends and, you know, go down to the city, see a show, maybe a restaurant, and we spend a lot more money on the weekends. And you may do that too. But what is retirement? But a very long weekend. I mean, here you are, let's say, Tuesday in retirement. You never spent money on Tuesdays because you went to work and came home. And now on Tuesday, visiting a friend, going out to a restaurant, which is something you want to do in retirement. Nothing wrong with it. But just understand that in retirement, it actually may cost you more money than when you weren't retired because you have more time. Hopefully that makes sense. And that's why the 10 things you must do before retire, understand where it is that you want to go. So when you put in expenses, I always say, gee, you know, there's some periodicals that say, gee, let's say you made $100,000 a year, and now that you retire, you'll only be spending $70,000. We're not sure. Again, you'll know for sure after you go a full year, but you want to live abundantly in retirement. You don't be like kind of living so frugally that you're not enjoying life, that you build up all these years to put away for retirement, not to enjoy them. So that's a concept you really want to kind of think about where in the concept of chapter two, know where you want to go. Take a look at those expenses. They're going to rise over time. Also, for those who haven't really traveled a lot, been deferring their travel plans to retirement, in that example, $5,000 a month or $60,000 a year, I would say let's tweak out the projection. Let's take a look if you add an extra $5,000 a year or $10,000 a year than you used to, or that you think you can do. and see how that looks. Let's say you want to go to Italy, or that big trip, or some big cruise you want to go on to Alaska, all these different places you want to go to. In the first, let's say, 4 or 5 years, let's add a little bit extra to your destination of expenses. Let's add a little bit more and see how the whole projection works, because in those first few years, you're going to find yourself doing more things. As I mentioned, you have more time to do more things and spend more money, and also you can live kind of guilt-free if you project those things out. So the chapter two, know where you want to go, is the destination, but now let's talk more, not just numbers, the destination of lifestyle. So once you lay out some numbers, that of course has a conversation about lifestyle and how much money you want to put for expenses, how much is fixed expenses, and how much discretionary expenses. And of course, we want as much discretionary expenses as possible. We'll be right back right after these messages with the GPS for your finances. Today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire.
I hope you're enjoying a GPS for your finances right here on WHUD every Sunday morning at this time. There are so many headlines in the market today, and the headlines change by the tweet. One day it is China trade, the next day it's concerns about the economy slowing down. Now, if you're confused about all of this, you are not alone. Our friend Ken Mahoney at Mahoney Asset Management wrote a book with you in mind. It's called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. Think of it as a best of Ken Mahoney book, as he consolidated some of the best ideas of his previous books. And because you're a WHUD listener, it's available for the first 20 callers this morning. The early bird gets the worm. 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. Get this book for free. How many of the 10 things you must do before retirement have you completed? Which ones do you need to work on? Find out by calling 845-371-0101. Ken's book is available from Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but free for the first 20 callers. Get this financial life-changing book for free at 845-371-0101. You may be making mistakes you don't even realize you're making, and that could be costly to your financial health and bottom line. If you are close to retirement or already retired, this book is perfect for you. Call 845-371-0101 to get the book for free. Ken has given out thousands of books to listeners in the Hudson Valley. Now it is your turn to get this book called 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire at 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Of course, Mike Bennett just offered my book, 10 Things You Must Do Before You Retire. And the early bird gets the worm. I know you can do this. Ready? First 20 calls by calling 845-371-0101. Again, I think it's a perfect companion to what we cover here every Sunday morning. All the different chapters, at the end of each chapter, by the way, you have to check a box, and then you complete that chapter before you go to the next chapter. Yes, we make you do some work. But these are the 10 things you must do to retire. I don't want you to just read about them. I want to make sure you check boxes and have an action plan and take care of these things so you can really enjoy your retirement. So the first 20 callers will get this book for free. 845-371-0101, and pretty soon it'll be sold on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. This book just came out, so you can get this book right here for free instead of going to Amazon for $17.99 by dialing 845-371-0101. And more information about Mahoney Asset Management, go to MahoneyGPS.com. We have a lot of great financial calculators, so you can calculate different things. We also have this GPS guide that we've been speaking about today in chapter two of the book. Also, there's a lot of great little things too, my TV clips, radio clips. It's all right there, MahoneyGPS.com. And today's topic, 10 things you must do before you retire. And before the break, we spoke about, hey, you know, take a look at inflation, how it's going to eat away at things. When you look at your expenses, think of that as your destination. And as you think about your destination like a GPS, also think about lifestyle. What do you want to do? What do you want to put in there? Okay, now you retire 65, the first few years, I want to put an extra $5,000 a year. I'm going to put an extra $10,000 a year because I want to go to Pompeii. I want to go to Alaska. I want to go to these places. I want to go to West Coast. I want to spend some time in California. Doesn't matter. We want to put that in there. So you're living guilt-free because you've already projected that you'll be spending more money in retirement because you have more time. So we think that's very, very important. So if you don't have a pension, that's one of those things you have to kind of build your own pension. And so we kind of look, if you look at a piece of paper on the left-hand side of your GPS destination, just like your car, you put in going to a wedding. On the left-hand side, here are your expenses. And we're going to increase those expenses every year. First few years, we may increase those expenses quite a bit to allow for kind kind of, let's say, travel or home improvements, things they've been kind of putting off until you retire. Then you also want to see if you have a pension. If you do have a pension, you plug that number in. Net after taxes. Again, if you want to get to expenses, we need to go apples and apples. So you want to see if you have a pension, you also want to add in cost of living adjustments if you get that. Of course, Social Security, that's a biggie. That's a good number, hopefully for you and your spouse. You can look that up, by the way, by going to socialsecurity.org. Change a password, protect it, obviously, with all the craziness that's out there. Remember your password, put it somewhere you remember your password. And there will show how much money you can take out at 62 years old in Social Security, at 65 and change, which is, you know, full Social Security, and at 70 years old. Again, the sweet spot, generally speaking, we like to see people take it after, let's say, 66 and 6 months, 66 and 8 months. Some people say, gee, I want to wait to age 70, but gee, do the math for a second. From 66 to age 70, in those 4 years, you can net maybe $100,000. Yes, you can wait to age 70 and get an extra $5,000 or $6,000 per year, but by that time, you could pocket a lot of money. Again, every situation is different. I need to contact your professional about it, but in general, I kind of like the idea of not starting at 62. That's just not enough. You'll look at the numbers when you go to socialsecurity.org. But somewhere around 66 and 3 months, 66 and 6 months, which is considered full Social Security, that tends to be the sweet spot. So when you look at this visually from 30,000 feet of your own GPS and trying to understand, you know, how this works and kind of where you want to go in chapter two of 10 things you must do before you retire, what you want to do now is take a look at, okay, so left-hand side, that's increase in expenses because of, as I mentioned, inflation. Also, the first few years because of travel and those type of things you want to do. Now we have Social Security. Net after taxes, we want to take a look at that. I do not add a cost of living adjustment to Social Security. Now, while there is a Social Security cost of living from time to time, that's kind of gravy because if you have Medicare A or B or D or prescriptions, whatever, that goes up accordingly. So you really don't really feel it. So I'd rather, when we do projections and look from 30,000 feet, known as a GPS projection, know where you are, where you're going, so forth. Social Security, I do not show cost of living adjustment. If you have a pension, that's great. And then you look at your retirement assets, money that you put away in your 401k, 403b plan. Now, for some reason, you fall short. We're going to talk about chapter three, what you can do for that. And then we take a look from 30,000 feet. And doing that for clients for so many years, we find out, wow, maybe you can retire sooner than you predicted. Maybe you have to work longer than you predicted. A lot of people don't know because they don't take the time. Only about 5% of the people, again, in our surveys that we see in our industry, actually have taken the time to do a financial plan. We call it GPS because it's cool. No. We do GPS because you probably could relate to it, much like you have GPS. So let's go to chapter three, have a plan. So let's say this doesn't look so good on paper, that your desired age at 65, your destination, just like Mindy was going to take me through my navigation. If you don't get quite there at age 65, what can we do to kind of make it work? Now, one of the things you can tell people, maybe you have to work longer. Maybe you have to work to 67 for the numbers kind of to work out. I mean, that's not a great thing to tell clients, but that's a possibility. Another idea, of course, is adding to your 401k or 403b. I know that's always easier said to do. But maybe there's some expenses that you're incurring that you really don't need that you could actually get rid of and then put that towards your retirement, especially if you're behind. Again, only you'll know from doing a GPS or something like this whether you're behind the eight ball. Do you need to invest more aggressively, you know, than you are right now? Maybe you have all your money in 401k going to just bond funds. Maybe you should be more diversified and have asset allocation mix of stocks, bonds, and cash, and so forth. So again, when you're looking from big 30,000 feet, after number one, which is know where you are, kind of putting all these different statements together, where you want to go, that is your destination, your GPS destination, and that's what we write in the book. Then number three is, again, how do we tackle this? How do we look at, if we have a shortfall, how do we deal with this? So again, the earlier you are at the taking a look at this problem, the easier to fixing it. If you're 64 and you retire 65, you know, only Houdini could pull something like that out of it. If, again, or otherwise you have to work a couple more years. But if you're in your mid-50s and still have, let's say, 10 more years to work, and you need to kind of put more money into contributions in the next 10 years, that's going to make a big dent towards your plan. So the sooner that you address your GPS plan, because we call it GPS plan, or a financial plan that someone else does, you know, as soon as you address and take a look at it, the sooner you can make changes and the more impact those changes will have on your retirement. So again, if you're really close to retirement, you haven't done this, you should do it, because then you could at least project and see whether or not you're on, you know, you're in good shape or not good shape, or as we call it, on course or off course. Wow, time goes by so fast here. Another Sunday in the books, but I hope you enjoyed the GPS for your finances. Ken Mahoney here, Mahoney Asset Management, and I hope you stay tuned for The Casey Show, the Health and Happiness Show that's up next. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the president and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com. And Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.